Welcome to the Unseminary Podcast. Are you looking for practical ministry help to drive your ministry further, faster? Have a sinking feeling that your ministry training didn't prepare you for the real world? Hey, you're not alone. Join thousands of others in pursuit of stuff that we wish they had taught in seminary. Buckle up and let's get started with this week's Unseminary Podcast.
Happy Thursday. It's Rich Birch from the Unseminary Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Unseminary Podcast is about ideas to help you push your ministry further, faster. And today is no exception. We've got Bobby Williams from Tennessee. He's got some incredible stuff to share on some stuff he's learning right now about engaging first-time guests. I know in my church and in your church, how we interact with guests when they first arrive is super important. So you're not going to want to miss today's episode. Stick around to the end because I've got a resource I want to share with you. Thanks so much.
This is the Unseminary Podcast, stuff you wish they taught in seminary.
All right, well, welcome to the Unseminary Podcast. We've got a real treat today. I think this is going to be one of those podcasts that there's going to be church leaders listening to this, and you're not even quite sure what you're going to learn today, and you're going to walk out saying, man, we should totally do that in our church. It's a real simple tactic, but I think can have huge impact. So I'm excited to have on the line today Bobby Williams from Ridge Church in Tennessee. So thanks so much, Bobby, for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. I really appreciate it, man. Love reading the blog and just excited to be here.
Nah, I'm so glad. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Ridge Church? Give us a sense of, you know, your role there, history of the church, all that sort of stuff.
Sure. Yeah, we started Ridge Church in 2009. It's in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, which is right outside of Knoxville, Tennessee, a town of about 30,000 or so people, so a medium-sized town. But we started in 2009. I was about 12 years into student ministry, and God told me to quit playing Chubby Bunny and start preaching the gospel to adults. And I kind of wrestled with that for a while, and finally told myself I needed to be obedient to God. And so we planted Ridge Church in 2009, and man, it's been a wild, fun, crazy ride ever since. And I'm just really excited to see what continues to happen there.
Well, all the best guys come out of student ministry, you know.
That's what I say.
We just eventually sometime like, maybe we should do something different besides play Chubby Bunny. So that's great. Plus, you and I, we seem to have the same barber. You know, the bald guy's got to stick together, you know. So
that's right, man. I mean, I love it.
Nice. Well, why don't you give us a sense, you know, what's been happening in your church that, you know, spurred a bit of change and just said, hey, we gotta make a difference here. What's a problem that you faced recently in your church?
Sure. We really had a tough time for a long time, really. Our church is about 4 years old, and so for a good bit of 3 years, we just could not figure out how to connect with first-time guests that visited our church for the first time and connect with them in a way that would be beneficial to them, but also be beneficial to us in that we just wanted to be able to stay in front of them, you know, because a lot of people, especially in the South, people, and I'm sure it's the same up in New Jersey as well and all over the country, but people just, they church hop, you know, and they shop around, they church, you know, shop, and we wanted to, not only for them, but also for the unchurched, but we wanted to be able to just stay in front of them and keep Ridge Church on their mind as you know, after they came for the first time. And so we couldn't figure out how to do that. We really just struggled. We did, you know, first-time guest gifts. We did, you know, handwritten letters, email, you know, to, you know, just a personalized email right to them and that whole thing. And so we've done all of that and really up until maybe the last 2 or 3 months really have not found an effective way to stay in front of those people.
Yeah, you know, I know we face that at our church. You know, we, you know, I've often said our problem, you know, I realize it's a high quality problem, but our problem really isn't getting people to come to church. That's not our problem. Our problem is getting them to stay or to stick. You know, we'll have a lot of first time guests through. We've done we do the first time guest gift as well. You know, you can get a free t-shirt. We spend a lot of money on t-shirts every year. Yeah. what does that process look for? Like, how have you kind of gathered information? And then tell us what you've done. What's happened in the last couple months that's changed for you in that process?
Sure. We tried a lot of things, and so one of the things that has helped us is that we We do like a lot of churches do. We try to get as many people as possible to fill out a Connect card, you know, just to get their information from them. And so one of the things that we've done to get that Connect card is we have them bring that to our what we call Ridge Central information area, and they drop that off there, and I pick up their gift there. I think now we're giving away a Ridge Church coffee mug with some Land of a Thousand Hills coffee in that mug that they can take home and brew themselves. And so we're giving that away now to our guests, and that seems to be going really well. We're having a great response from that. And so what we do after that is that I personally would hand write a thank you note to those guests and say, hey, you know, thank you for coming. So glad that you were here. I just wanted to let you know that I'd love to meet you if I didn't get to on Sunday. And so I'll send those out on Monday, so they'll get them, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe Thursday at the latest.
Right.
And then we wait for them to come back, you know. And so I mean, it's kind of like, you know, that's it. We don't call people unless they put on their Connect card that they want someone to call them, or we're following up with them for baptism or some other decision that they've made in the service. And so we just kind of, I mean, we're like you. We don't have any problem having guests show up. I mean, we get first time guests, you know, all the time, every single week. And it's getting them to come back or getting them to actually stay. And so what we did was I talked to a guy by the name of Michael Lukacheski. He's I probably butchered his last name. I do it all the time. But
I'm glad you were going to say it because I'm like, love yeah. Michael. I'm like, Michael, you know, the Giving Rocket, Preaching yeah. Rocket guy.
Yeah, yeah. Michael and I are friends, so I can butcher his last name. And he he'll just make fun of me, so it's okay.
Good.
But... So we talked to him. He did a conference call for about five churches on a program called Infusionsoft. Infusionsoft is a marketing software company that really helps out a lot of smaller companies, and they're trying to figure out how Infusionsoft could help churches. And what they do is they do a lot of different things, but one of the main things that they do is they do email sequencing. And email sequencing, if you're in marketing, you know how this works, but church world, I had no idea how this works really, but it's as simple as a sequence of emails over a period of time that people will get to their email box. And as I got to thinking about that and talking to Michael and some other church guys, we were like, man, what if we use this to get in front of our first-time guests after they leave on Sunday? And so we put together an email sequence that goes out over about a 30-day period to help us stay in front of those guests.
Wow, that's cool. Now, that's a fantastic idea. Give me a sense of kind of what's in those emails, kind of what, you know, when's the first one arrive, and, you know, what are you saying, you know, beyond just like, please come back, please come back.
yeah, besides begging,
right.
We just, they get their first email Sunday afternoon. So their email address will go into our system. And we don't use Infusionsoft. Infusionsoft is, it's a great program, but we use something that we're more familiar with. And there's something to be said about using a program that you're familiar with. And so we use MailChimp. It's super inexpensive. I think we spend maybe $10 a month right now. For MailChimp. Infusionsoft, at this point, I think it's going to cost you around $200 a month, okay. Which isn't bad. If you're sending a ton of emails and you want some great options, Infusionsoft is fantastic. But for us, we use MailChimp. So they'll get that first email about 2 hours maybe after we put it into the system. So probably somewhere around Sunday evening is when they get that email. And that's just a, hey, we're so glad that you were here today. And, you know, thank you for being at Ridge Church. And at the bottom of that, we put, you know, if the message spoke to you in some way or you have a question, you know, we put a button at the bottom of that email that says, just click this and you'll send us an email. And it gives them an opportunity to send an email. So that's the first one. After that, they get a period.
Just 1 second. So sure. Does the email go from like a generic kind of Ridge Church, or does it come from you specifically? I realize it's not you, but you know, does it look like it comes from you, or does it come from just like an info@ email address?
No, it comes from my email address.
Okay, great.
I've got my email address on there, and it comes. I put my name on it. It comes directly from me, and it's personalized. So it'll say, you know, at the beginning, it'll have that person's name. You know. At the beginning of the email,
Cool.
Much like the ones that I get from you, you know, every Friday. So.
Great. I send those to you personally, Bobby.
I know,
just
man.
You.
Great. Yeah, so they'll get that email, and once they get that email, again, it's just a really short, you know, just thank you for being here. About 2 days later, I think it is, maybe it's a day later, but they'll get another quick email that is a link to a survey. A really short 5-question survey that, you know, just asks them to let us know what they thought about the service, you know, and how we can improve and those kinds of things. And so they won't get the next email until the very next week. So we don't want to flood their email box. So they'll get 5 more emails over the course of the next 30 days. And you can make those emails whatever you want to make them out to be. Ours are pretty simple. We try not to put a lot of we try to add value to people in the content that we send them. And so we're going to send them an email that says, I think the second one is the story of Oak Ridge and Ridge Church.
Right. Okay.
So it's just a really short email that says, hey, here's Oak Ridge has an interesting story. Oak Ridge has only been a city since about 1945. And so Oak Ridge was part of helping develop and put together the atomic bomb that ended World War II. And so a lot of people that are from this area know that, but if you're not from here, you may not know that. And so we put that in there, and we put just a short blurb about how our church, you know, started in 2009. And then they'll get another several emails. They'll get an email that says, hey, here's some ministries in our church that could benefit you, and sort of gives them a little bit about that ministry, tells them how to get another email that tells them how to get involved in a community group. And then I think the very last email that they get, the very last two emails they get, one will be me, again, a personal email from me that says, hey, I just want to make sure that I've introduced myself to you if we've not met at church yet. And so we kind of take those emails and we approach them sort of in a general sense that says, you know, maybe this person has come back, and if they've come back, then these emails will still be valuable to them.
Right.
But even if they've not come back, then these emails are also valuable to them as well, because it's giving them more information about our church. And then the very last email that they get is a simple, would you like to talk to a pastor at Ridge Church? And gives them an opportunity to hit reply, and they can send us an email.
Cool. Yeah, a couple things I pulled out there, you know, the idea of trying to provide value in each of those emails. Like, I like even just that thing of like, hey, here's a history of our town. You know, that's kind of cool. It's funny because I had remembered in the recess of my brain. I'm like, oh, why do I know the name Oak Ridge, Tennessee? Oh, right. Because of the atomic bomb.
That's right. We blow things up.
But even that, you know, like, that's a nice way to position it rather than just spam, right? It's like, hey, we always want to be helpful.
Right.
How can I help you? You know, right now. So that's, you know, that's cool. And now, so I realize it's just new. I love this because it's just something you've been doing for the last, you know, couple months, really, mm-hmm. which has been fantastic. But any kind of initial things you've learned, any kind of stories or interactions with people?
Yeah, we're learning what content gets the most clicks and the most opens. You know, people, they want to know about the ministries of the church. That one seems to get one of the most clicks. They don't really click much on the one that says, meet Pastor Bobby. So I don't know what that says about me, but...
it's the haircut, man. It's the haircut.
It must be. I'm intimidating, I know. But right. But, you know, so, yeah, we're learning about, you know, what content is best to send people. We're learning about, you know, you schedule the email to go out at a certain time of day. On certain days, and so we're learning what days are best to send those emails. You know, don't send anybody anything on Friday because they're not going to open it. You know, Friday, Saturday, they're probably not going to open it. So we try to keep everything between a Monday and a Thursday. You know, and so we're learning quite a bit, and we're learning enough information, I think, to actually take this system and use it in other ways, not just for first-time guests.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. What's kind of the future look? You know, so obviously you'll keep tweaking this. I'm assuming it's, you know, you'll kind of figure out, okay, this is the content, and we'll keep trying to make it work. Are there other, you know, areas where you could see applying this kind of thinking?
Yeah, absolutely. We're currently working on ways to apply this to our kids ministry. Anytime a kid shows up for the first time in our kids ministry, we want their parents to be able to get 3 or 4 at least very valuable value-adding type of content email sent to them. Not necessarily, you know, inviting them back to the church, because we'll handle that on the other end, but you know, get them stuff that will be able to help them be able to minister to their kids at home. You know, through some of the things that our kids ministry does, you know, we're developing a way to use it for people who give their life to Christ. You know, a series of emails, also for people who, you know, sign up for baptism and those kinds of things. And so, you could really use this for absolutely anything in your church, any ministry in your church, new volunteers. You know, you could just really do anything that you want to with it.
That's really cool. I think there's huge potential there for churches as they think through, you know, how do we automate some of this stuff? How do we think about it once and then have it repeat, you know, time and time again, you know, with people as they come through.
Yeah, it's really cool.
This is the Unseminary Podcast, stuff you wish they taught in seminary.
All right, well, we've entered the lightning round with Bobby Williams, and exactly, we're, we've got some questions we'd love to ask you. First, just to kick it off, you know, what's an online resource that's helping you these days in your ministry?
We use an app on Android and iPhone called Glassboard, and Glassboard is sort of like a private messaging app, and so we use it for our community groups, we use it for our leadership teams, and it's a fantastic app. It's free, too, so check that one out. Glassboard app is what it's called.
Ah, that's fun. What kind of, is it just text, or can you do photos? What's the limit?
Yeah, you can attach files, photos, text, the whole bit. I'm not sure if it does video or not yet,
right.
I have heard that it is coming. So.
Cool. What's a book that's been shaping your, you know, your thinking and your ministry over the last, you know, 6 months to a year?
A book that I recently finished not too long ago is called A Creature of the Word by Matt Chandler and Eric Geiger and Josh Patterson, I believe. And man, gosh, kicking my tail. Just a great book on being gospel-centered in every aspect of the church. And man, it's a fantastic read. I highly recommend that book.
Nice. What are some other ministries that you look to that you're like, hey, that, those are some people I want to learn from?
We, you know, we're a medium-sized church, but we look at all sorts of types of churches. One that I've recently been familiar with or gotten familiar with is a church called Caveland Community Church. Pastor Chad Hunt, I've gotten to know him. They're up in Kentucky, very small town, about 5,000 people, but they're just killing it, absolutely doing some great stuff with recovery ministry up there. And so we're about to launch a recovery ministry at our church
A
couple of months.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, so them, Central Christian Church in Las Vegas, Judd Wilhite, and what they do with their recovery ministry. Of course, Cross Point Church in Nashville, they're close to us. We have a lot of friends out there, and just, man, amazing ministries. And we watch those guys and pay attention to what they're doing. And there's this church I heard of in New Jersey called Liquid Church or something like that. they're pretty awesome, too.
Don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. Yeah, that's great. All right, so let's say you had 15 minutes, and you could talk to any leader alive. They have to be alive. It wouldn't be a very interesting conversation if they were dead. And you get 15 minutes with them. Who would you want to talk to and why?
Well, I've already mentioned his name once, but Matt Chandler. Matt Chandler is a guy who... he's funny, you know, he cracks me up. I mean, he's hilarious when he preaches, but he's so smart, and you know, I listen to the Village Church podcast and his messages every single week, because as a pastor, I want someone to be pouring into me as well as I'm pouring into others, and I don't listen to Matt to be like, oh man, that's good, let's, you know, write that down, although I know that I've done that a few times, you know, but I'm listening to Pastor Matt because he's going to he's pouring into me, and so really digging that.
That's very cool. All right, well, closing it down, you know, when you get a few minutes off, you know, hopefully, what do you do for fun? You know, what do you do just to, you know, kick back and relax a little bit?
Well, we are in Tennessee, and so we play with bug zappers a lot, but when I'm not when I'm not doing that, I love to trout fish and just get out in a river stream and get out there and catch a little bit of a tan, try to catch some fish, and have some fun and relax, man.
Oh, nice. You do that from a boat, or you do that from the side, like in the shore?
No, man, I put some waders on and
I wade
out in the middle of the stream. Yeah.
Third option, you walk into the river.
That's right. There's no other way to do it. You know, boat fishing is cheating. You can't do it that way. You got to be at one with the fish.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Bobby, I really appreciate you being on the show today. Thanks so much for taking the time. I know you're busy. I appreciate you, you know, talking through this email sequencing thing. It's really thought provoking for sure.
Well, thanks, Rich. I appreciate you having me, man.
Yeah, have a good day.
This is the Unseminary Podcast. Stuff you wish they taught in seminary.
Man, I was just so thankful that Bobby came on the show today. Two resources as you leave to help you. The first one, if you go to unseminary.com, look for the show notes for this episode. You'll see the very first month of email sequences that Bobby does at his church. Please feel free to use that and modify it. Use it at your church. I'd love to hear how it goes for you. What do you learn through that process? Second of all, Bobby talked about an organization where Michael had helped him. That organization is called the Preaching Rocket and the Giving Rocket. They provided some free resources to Unseminary listeners today to help you with increase your giving at your church and also to increase your preaching, do a better job at preaching. So if you go to unseminary.com, find the show notes for this, you'll see some free resources from them. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. In just a couple days, you're going to get a chance to serve your guests again. This weekend, there's going to be people that show up for the first time. Once again, for us, it's just another normal weekend. For them, it's a big deal. Go this weekend and serve them. Help them take a step into the community of Jesus. Help them find a great group of people when they arrive there. Thank you so much for coming, for listening, and we'll see you next week at the Unseminary Podcast.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's Unseminary Podcast. Don't be shy. We'd love to connect. Check out Unseminary Inbox. You can sign up at unseminary.com and we'll send you helpful training resources every week. Plus, you'll gain immediate access to our exclusive members area with tons of resources you can use. Connect with Rich on Twitter at Rich Birch or through email, rich@unseminary.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes for this episode at unseminary.com. It includes links to what we talked about today and more. Leave a comment. We'd love to hear from you. Did you enjoy today's episode? Drop by iTunes and leave a review. Thanks again for tuning in to this week's Unseminary Podcast. Join us next week when we'll learn more stuff we wish they taught in seminary.